Okay, I'm at an event where I'm having to do some setup. Can I turn over the chair to Jane, and would you be willing to take the rest of this, Jane? I will listen to the transcript after the fact.
If nobody else wants to do it, I'd be willing to.
No one else is eager to do it, Jane.
It sounds like you're elected. I will see you guys later. I'll try and get back on the call if I can. It was in the next half hour, but don't wait for me, okay? Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
The motion I have on the floor is to extend for 15 minutes.
I second that.
Okay. I think that, is there any objection? If not, then continue.
This is Bob. I'd like to speak.
Okay, so.
Was it Bob? Were you the one who?
Yes.
Asked? Okay.
Okay.
Was there anybody else? Okay.
Okay. Well, on the last point that a couple of people made about should there be a requirement for a supermajority in order to carry out a penalty, I think we have to be extremely cautious about imposing that. First of all, I believe it was Grace that said that should be a requirement for expulsion. That's already in the bylaws. It's a two-thirds requirement to expel a member, which makes total sense because that's an extremely serious step. But for penalties or disciplinary steps that are short of expulsion, I would be very reluctant to impose a higher requirement than a majority, because we have to face the political reality on our LSBs that several of them are very closely split along lines of political difference, and that creates the very real possibility that if people are voting along the lines of the group that they're aligned with, that may prevent legitimate discipline because of inappropriate behavior from being disciplined and being brought into some reasonable control. And then you have a recipe for deadlock, because disruption or abuse is occurring on a regular basis. The remedy that's proposed is not able to get more than a simple majority, so it fails, and the meetings just continue in this worse than ineffective, but actually counterproductive way, in a way that violates members' rights, and so forth. So I think this goes back to the question of gradations, and that there may be some extreme types of remedies that could be a higher majority but required. But in general, I think that a body, just as Robert's Rules prescribes, for all kinds of organizations, should be able to do discipline short of expulsion by simple majorities in order for them to carry out their business in a reasonable way and not have members be abusive. So that was one point I wanted to make. Then just skipping ahead to the process that we should use to move this forward, I would hope that whatever draft we eventually come up with of a code of conduct, before the PNB votes on it, I think, or they could even vote on a tentative draft, but before they finalize it, I really think it should go to all five LSBs for review, because they're going to have to, all of us are going to have to live by it, and I think they need to buy into and have input into the code that's going to bind them. So this would be, different than a normal motion that we just consider in committee. We recommend it to the board passes it, and it's final and binding. I think there should be that intermediate step. So, in fact, I would suggest when we move into the formal motions tonight that we consider a motion to that effect.
Can I speak to this issue?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let me be on the stack, Ms. Mary, after that.
This is Grace.
Deb Shafto, after that, please.
Okay, Grace, Mary, Deb, anybody else?
Hakim, take us.
Speaking to the matter of a faction voting a certain way to go with the faction, that argument can be used for the other side of the argument. In other words, to discipline a member of an opposing faction if a faction that has slightly more than a majority on the board, that they can yield that power to reduce their, in quotes, opposition faction membership. So there is a plus and a minus to that. Now, when I think about disciplining a board member, I think Would it be fair to suspend a board member for a year, let's say, with only a majority vote? I think it depends on the circumstance. Expulsion takes a two-thirds vote, but a discipline as severe as suspension for a long period, for instance, a year, I think should take more than a majority vote.
Mm-hmm.
A lesser suspension, possibly, or a more mild disciplinary action probably should only take a majority vote. It depends on the degree of the sanction.
Mary?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Bob's point about the factionalism is exactly why I think there should be a two-thirds majority. And I don't think it should be if suspension is less than a year, or I think for anything short of censure on up to suspension of one meeting or more meetings should take two-thirds for two reasons. I mean, because there's political factionalism, it could be just a whim that one day somebody isn't there, so there's a one or two person majority or even only a one. And it will only perpetuate the bad feeling in such a case if somebody is suspended for 3 months or even for one meeting or whatever, or has a bad mark on their record by such a small majority, and then it's clearly political. If an offense is really bad and it's disruptive, people have to learn to come to it and not put the politics in front of it, and the only way to do that is have two-thirds majority. I think that is the way to solve it. So I really feel quite strongly about it, and I'm feeling more so as I hear people talk.
Yeah.
Max, can you put me on the list, please?
Serene for the staff, please.
Okay. Deb?
It's my general good. I was going to agree, I do agree with what Mary just said, particularly that's why Robert's rules is so clear about this. Anytime the board content, the political or numeric content is changed, that should take two-thirds. And except for a one-meeting issue, if somebody is entirely out of control, I think you should be able to suspend them from that meeting on a simple majority, but no other. And having that suspension, that would preclude any other business that requires that kind of vote from coming up at that meeting. In other words, if a vote were to come up, you couldn't provoke somebody into bad behavior and saying, well, you said the F word, so therefore you're out of this meeting and now we're going to have a vote when yours doesn't count. And we've really got to be careful of that kind of thing. What I wanted to talk about just for a minute is that I really think that we need a possibly three-tier thing here. One is for conduct, which you find in the KPFT thing. We have two tiers. One is for the conduct of the listeners in, on, about the station and at station events. The second is the board members themselves are held to a higher standard of behavior, and I think they should be. And the third tier would be if we come up with something for the LSBs, there needs to be a PNB review or oversight committee for those decisions, because we cannot be having these simple majorities, you know, decimating the ranks of the opposition. That's just, it can't be allowed to fly. It's on those grounds that I think that we leave ourselves open to legal suit.
Deb, excuse me, just for clarity, the last thing that you said is that you feel that there needs to be a PMB review committee to automatically review...
Not automatically, on appeal. Say somebody is bounced out of a board and they think it's because of a political concern that the PMB committee should meet and take a look at it.
There needs to be an appeal process to the PMB?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hockum?
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody on the conference call that the code of conduct is not specifically about removals or suspensions. I mean, I know that's a hot topic,
amen.
But that's not what this code of conduct is all about. And I want to remind everybody that I think that if we set up a process that's fair enough, that gives due process to everybody being disciplined for whatever, and for whatever they had done in different ways of discipline, that if we set up a process that's fair enough, you can't get around it by a simple majority vote. If you don't have the evidence to prove that such and such has done the thing that they should be disciplined for, then even if you have the majority of the votes, it doesn't matter. You can't prove it. let's just think outside the box for a second here and try and get somewhere with this, please.
And we have 3 minutes left on the item.
Max?
Well, that's why I suggested that that whatever we put together clearly spells out how we're going to address these violations. This might require a special session of the LSB, and there should be an effort to define the steps that we would go through in order to arrive at a vote. Now, I understand perfectly well that in some cases it may very well require that a vote be taken on the spot. I understand that in case somebody goes crazy or whatever, something may have to be done on the spot to deal with that. But there's got to be a procedure set up so that people can have the opportunity to think this thing through. Evidence is presented properly so that people can decide in an orderly fashion, especially when you're talking about removing folks from an LSB. And as far as majorities are concerned, one way to tighten things up a little bit, even for fairly simple violations, would be to require a majority vote on the basis of a full complement of LSB members. In other words, if you're going to remove somebody by majority vote, it has got to be 13 people, no matter who is present at the meeting. You see, it can't be a majority of just a quorum. This is one way possibly we could tighten things up. And of course, this would not be a heavy burden, especially in situations where you set a special meeting up to deal with these violations. This would require that everybody makes a special effort to attend.
Serene?
Yeah, I wanted to say that there are actually a couple of things that I think we need to consider, and some of this has been said before, but the severity of the violation should be matched by the allowable range of remedies. And to say that you can simply demand that there be a two-thirds vote for everything is, I think, ignoring the very real fact that we're dealing with, where people have their political alliances, and in some cases, they won't even call to order people who they consider to be their political allies, even in the face of the most egregious behavior. So to expect that they will then turn around and vote to exercise discipline against someone in the face of, you know, clearly abusive behavior is, I'm sorry to say, not realistic. So, no, I do not think that we should require a supermajority for anything short of expulsion. Expulsions, that the process for that, it's very clearly laid out, and that's fine. We, you know, that's in the bylaws. But I do think that boards have a right and an obligation to protect the right of minorities on the board, but not at the expense of non-board members who simply attend meetings or of the board's ability to get its work done. You know, there is, I'm sorry to say, much partisanship in the way some people vote and think and function. So if we're in fact saying to a board, unless someone who benefits from having X person on the board is willing to put the interest of the institution and the interest of the entire board ahead of their own group's interest, nothing will get done. And that is why I oppose that suggestion.
Hey, Paul, where are we in the agenda right now?
Well, we have about
we have 1 minute left
of this.
I'm sorry,
what stuff.
For this item, unless we want to extend it.
We have
it.
About 1 minute left from,
from the
time
beginning.
We extended, and where mm-hmm. are we, what comes next after this?
Motions on code of conduct.
And I think we were considering this in lieu of that. What comes
right.
after
the other
after
item.
That comes
majority
logistics
majority
of
report.
Presenting okay. reports to the PNB mm-hmm. and then adjournment.
Right.
All right. Is there anybody else who would like to continue discussing this informal discussion?
I suppose we should discuss it a little bit more. We have polls apart here. We have various different positions. Unless we just want to agree that we're going to look over the documents and meet again on the 28th about it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different viewpoints.
Yeah. For the same reasons, we come to opposite conclusions.
Paul, I know that you're just doing the minutes, but in terms of a transcript of this, should we try to get a transcript of this session for the working group to try to find?
No. The folks are putting the audio online.
Yeah, well, we can try to get a transcript from that.
I don't know. Is there somebody?
The practical way of doing that is you have to go to the website and listen to it again.
Is there anybody willing to try to make a transcript out of it for the working group?
I'll try.
Can I suggest
I have my computer again.
I'm not sure it's necessary to do a full transcript. I think if someone could just take some basic skeletal notes about what were the main ideas and suggestions put out, and then we could bring that into a working group meeting along with all the documents that we earlier said we were going to assemble.
So was that Mary who...
Yeah, and I have taken some skeletal notes, so I'll be willing to listen to that and make sure that I didn't have errors in my notes.
Okay.
Of just the points that were made, of what we've said.
Okay.
And I jump in. It seems to me that at this stage, we need to send this thing back to the working group. That's where the work is going to have to be done. It may very well require that we bring together, put together maybe two versions of what the Code of Conduct might look like. And although I heard different things expressed, the only way you can really pass judgment on something is to look at a whole document. And sure, there may be elements of it that you don't like, but on balance, you may be comfortable with the whole thing. We need to bring all of these pieces together in a document that approaches coherence, it seems to me. And that's the next step. Now, we can't do it among ourselves in a telephone conversation
no.
of this type.
I
agree with Max. So
can I move to end the informal part of this discussion and move to the next agenda item?
Okay.
I second the motion.
Well, he moved the agenda, that's all.
Yeah.
And he's done that, so.
Well,
but
now,
somebody makes a motion to extend.
I'd like to extend for 5 minutes just to finish the point Max was to
that
finish
we make.
Up. The actual process that Max was suggesting.
Yeah, I would like to make a motion to that we make these notes, that we gather up the materials, that the working group identify itself here and now as to who wants to be on it and who wants to work on this, and then we go on.
Yeah, no,
who is the convener of this working group?
Well, I was, but I don't know who answered me. I was out of commission and couldn't hear from anybody since April 5th until
yesterday.
Is that
problem resolved, Mary?
Oh, yeah, I have.
So, does anybody object to Mary continuing to be the convener then, since she's back online? Okay.
We have a motion to extend for 5 minutes for whatever people want to do, so.
Okay.
Second, we should vote on that.
Are there any objections?
Mm.
Okay, 5 minutes?
So that's it, yeah.
All right, so Mary, you're comfortable convening the group then?
Right.
And then are we still planning to meet a week from today for our regular meeting?
That's what Dave said, yeah.
Yes?
Yes, we'll meet then, and we should have something to put together by then.
So the working group is going to try to meet before next Thursday?
Well, I don't know if we have to actually talk or do emails. What do people think? Who wants to really do this? Last time nobody said that they wanted to. I put a
word. Oh, yeah, somebody did. I did.
Who's
okay.
It? Who spoke?
Deb Shafto.
Yeah, you did. That's right. You did.
And I'll work with you, Mary. This is Rob.
Okay, Rob.
And this is Bob.
Deb.
I volunteered before.
Bob. Anybody else? Okay. Four of us?
Well, one question, though, about the timing. We certainly can start in a week, but I think it's going to be tough to come back with a full-blown proposal by a week from tonight.
No, we could just have something, maybe.
Can I ask that the proposals that are already up, the suggestions be already up, be privately emailed to us? And if we're on a list, I don't get it.
Are you on the PAC-Gov list?
I'm supposed to be on the PAC-Gov list, but a lot of funny things happen between my computers and where I'm plugging them in.
Okay.
Is this Deb speaking?
Yes. So I would like to be notified. Do it to the list. Do it to the list and Spifto@pdq.net.
Yeah,
oh, you're bouncing. Did you get a renewal, a restart notice?
Yeah, I got a restart notice. I send it in. I get a notice. You're bouncing emails like every other day, and I send them in regularly. And sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't. But it's not reliable enough for me to, you know, to do committee work, which I really want to do. So if you could just put my tagline onto the end of the group.
What's the address?
Spifto, S-H-U-F-T-O.
Give it over this. Everybody in the world will hear it.
That's all right.
Okay.
Spifto@pdq.net.
What?
PDQ?
PDQ.net.
And your actual moniker is, speak it softer.
Spifto, like the word Shafto, but with a B instead of an A.
O-S-H-B-F-T-O.
Oh.
Now, somebody's mistake. It was too cute to pass up.
Somebody took Shafto, so she just went from A to B, S-H-B-F-T-O.
Okay. I've got it. Yeah,
I personally have just gone through all of the... all of our archives and found everything I found that was posted to, you know, messages to our group. I put them all together into a document. So I can send you what I found. This includes Dan's comments. It includes Marty's nice, short, sweet one that I was arguing in favor of. And it also includes some of Bob's that were a little bit broader, dealing with the discriminatory things being part of the code of conduct. But I will be glad to send what I found.
Okay. And somebody mentioned Lydia's thing, and I lost a bunch of emails in the process. I have a lot, but I must have lost that because I don't see anything from Lydia going back to...
Lydia, are you online?
Oops, no, she's...
I have Letterer. I've also gone through our stuff. I have Letterer, okay. Derlin, and Coughlin. I have those three.
Okay, and I have...
Marty sent something.
I have Marty's.
Derlin, yeah.
Because I printed that out before, but someone said about Lydia's thing, and I have Bob's.
Yeah. I think it's time for us to move on.
Okay,
yeah.
So, well, I'll send, it, Jane, did you say that, Jane? Was it Jane who's put, yeah, you put those.
I have them together in a document.
Okay, so you send them to us, and I will send to these people the things that I have. Okay.
And email Lydia and ask her for her document.
Right.
Yeah. All I found from Lydia is a comment on Bob's.
Is Lydia off the call now? I gathered. Okay.
Discriminatory conduct resolution. Okay.
So we now have 5 minutes to finish the informal discussion.
And I think that we're ready to move the agenda.
I think we are.
We've used our additional time, I think.
Oh, okay.
I just want to stick in there. If you don't have Mike Martin's, I just got bumped off the call. This is Deb Shafto again. If you don't have Mike Martin's, I will resend it. It has been rewritten. It was good as it started, but I'll send a new copy of it.
Oh, great. Okay.
Because what I had from Mike did not seem complete.
His disappeared. I did have it, but it's not there now. So that'd be great, Deb.
Okay, great. And I'll send it as revised, not as original.
Right. Beautiful.
Okay, so we're ready to move on to the final item on tonight's agenda, which is presentation of majority and minority reports.
Okay, did we move then that we're not going to do motions on code of conduct?
Right. We had done that before, actually.
We extended a couple of times. We might want to just...
Okay, formally, let's do that.
Objection.
Okay, without an ejection...
Well, I might object. I just want to ask if the group has any interest in pursuing my process idea as a motion tonight about asking the PNB that whatever document we come up with would be sent first to the LSBs before.
Oh, yeah, second.
Oh, yeah. We can vote. Let's vote on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the process of presentation, isn't it?
Well, no,
this is a different presentation.
This
was just on the topic of suspension. So
there's
a motion on the floor. Bob, would you like to state it again?
I'm sorry. I haven't written it, so I'm posing it on my feet.
Paul, did you write it?
Nope.
Go ahead, Bob.
I wrote it.
Let me give it a shot.
Well, I did write it.
You want to try it, Mary?
Here's what I wrote. After the committee, I'm just saying, I'm not reading every word that I scribbled here, but when our committee completes its process, we before the LSB votes on it, we send it to all the LSBs.
Before the PNB votes on it.
Before the PNB, thank you. Yeah. So when we finish our work and then send it to all the LSBs for their comments. That's, I mean, now if you want to get as to, do we have to wait for them to send back their comments or, you know, that part wasn't in there, but.
All right, what I have then is, after the committee completes its process, before
mm-hmm.
the PNB votes on it, we send it to all the LSBs for their comments.
Right.
Does that capture the sense of it for you, Bob? Would you like to?
Mm-hmm.
It's close. I'd just clarify too. After the governance committee passes a draft of the code of conduct, a recommended draft of the
mm-hmm.
code of conduct, then
mm-hmm.
the rest of what Mary said.
Okay. After. Okay.
So you want to try that, Arpo? Can you read that with Bob?
All right. After the governance committee passes a recommended draft of the code of conduct, before the PNB votes on it, we send it to all the LSBs for their comments.
Yeah, except I'd say this committee, we will do it, right? The governance committee will send it, the draft, to all the LSBs for their comment before presenting it to the PNB.
Yeah, maybe you should add that phrase at the end.
Yeah.
Before.
I think it should.
The
phrases should go the other way, and I also think we should say that this committee will send the draft. Otherwise, who's going to send it?
After the governance committee passes a recommended draft of the code of conduct, before the PNB votes on it, that the governance committee send it to all the LSBs for their comments.
Well, I just would put the before the PNB votes on it after that, because that's.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's kind of confusing because that's the order in time.
Well, there are commas, but okay.
And maybe this needs a preface saying the governance committee recommends to the PNB the following, and then the wording, just that this is a motion we're going to report out on Monday night.
Oh, cool.
You know.
Yeah.
Folks, please excuse me. This is Max. I have to go.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the very front of that again?
The governance committee recommends that the PNB...
It recommends that after the governance committee passes its recommended draft of the codes of conduct, it will send
the
draft...
The rest of what we agreed earlier.
Yeah.
All right, the governance committee recommends that after the governance committee mm-hmm. passes a recommended draft of the code of conduct,
mm-hmm.
that the governance committee send it to all the LSBs for their comment before the PNB votes on it.
Right.
Okay. I got it.
Beautiful.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh. Before we vote, is there anyone who has any concerns about this process? Is this
mm-hmm.
too roundabout, or
no? I think
I just wanted to hear any other feedback.
People are happy, Bob.
Okay, fine. Just trying to be inclusive.
We
all opinion.
So, there's no objections.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this motion? Hearing none, would you like to call a vote on this, Arpal?
Well,
yeah.
Perhaps the chair would like to ask if there's any objection, and if there isn't, it just passed.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so adopted, I guess.
That's right. We passed unanimously.
All right. And... I think we need to move on to our next agenda item.
Right. And how much time we had for, let's see, we had for that item...
15 minutes.
15 minutes, right. So it's now 6:40.
40 minutes after the hour.
Bob, would you like to introduce this topic for us?
Sure. Okay, so for those who weren't on the last call, we agreed, I believe it was by consensus or by unanimous consent, that the process we would observe is that whatever motions we adopted at the last meeting, and of course this is an adjourned part of, so this tonight's meeting is covered by this agreement we made, we would present a majority and a minority report to the PNB at its meeting on Monday. And then there were, for the motions that passed, revise that. No motion passed. A motion was proposed that was defeated, and also a series of amendments before that were defeated. So in regards to that motion, there were volunteers taken for the majority and minority. I volunteered to write the majority report. Deb Shafto volunteered to write the minority report. And then, so I think to follow that process, we should do the same for tonight's motion that we did pass. In this case, it's the reverse. It's the report of the majority that supported a motion rather than opposed it, and the minority that opposed it. So I guess I would suggest, first of all, that we see if there's a volunteer for those reports on tonight's motion. And then we go to the question of how to actually prepare it, or how to actually present it, both in writing and orally to the PNB. So why don't we start one at a time?
Can I just say, you were going to write the majority.
Wait a minute. Who would like to speak on this, as Bob just presented it?
I just have a question.
Okay.
What was the minority tonight? I don't know what that was.
Well, there was Jane's motion, which passed
unanimously, correct? The first, the language.
Well, fine. Then maybe, actually, I am corrected. Then maybe we don't need a minority report on that one.
I don't. Yeah, let's find which ones, if any, we do, because it seems
I'm looking through here.
There was one that was 4-7, and everything else was.
Yeah, but that was
an amendment. That was the shell.
We have amendments.
Oh.
Just passed. We have amendments that passed by votes.
Right.
But the main motion.
The first one was 4-7, the shell.
Oh, the main, let's see, the main motion.
The main was
10-2, 10-4, 0 against,
yeah,
and 2 abstentions.
Right.
Second one was, so these actually are points that we seem to be in agreement on.
Right.
Okay, so then I guess we don't need this process for tonight's motion. We can just have the text of the motion read by someone. I guess Dave, as the chair, could read it
right
to the board and motivate it. Although he actually abstained, so he might. I know he's not on this call at the moment, but do we want to nominate someone in his stead, anticipating that someone who abstained may be reluctant to make the argument for?
Other people will be allowed. The other people on the PNB will be allowed to discuss it one way or the other, too, and there are
I think most of the motions were nearly unanimous. I don't know why he abstained. He was driving with a stick shift. I mean, I don't see any reason why we should have somebody else do it.
Well, no, I'm saying I'd be totally happy if he's willing. I'm just saying if he's not, do we want to designate another PNB member on this call who would stand in for him?
Oh, as backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say something about that? It really does seem like the chair should give the report.
Yeah, I think so.
And a motion that's passed, unless there's a serious debate about it in the PNB, which I doubt, it seemed quite, it passed through by the committee. There wouldn't be any reason for a minority report, and if there's no reason for a minority report, there's no reason for a majority report.
Right. It's just the report.
The report is a report.
Yeah,
is a report.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I
don't think there's going to be an issue with tonight's motion. So
okay.
of actually covering topics that need to be discussed, let's discuss the matter from last
okay.
week's votes. What are you proposing on that?
Yeah, there's just two very simple, virtually logistical questions. They're not a big deal. One is how should these be emailed to the PNB? I mean, I would suggest that we, since we're writing them, that we not just kind of read them over the phone into the PNB that night, that we actually send them at least a day in advance by email to the entire PNB so they can digest them.
Actually, it would probably be better to have it longer than that in advance so they can be included in the packet, and then the PNB people will be responsible for having read it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
to my knowledge, there is no packet, but yeah, I'm fine to do it sooner than a day.
Does anybody want to speak on this?
I do.
Point out the PNB meets on Monday, right?
Can you give me your name?
I'm sorry, Mary.
Mary, does anybody else want to speak on this? I would. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, let's see. I agree with Deb thoroughly. How soon? So what we're talking about is the deadline when we get this together. So since it's Monday, can it be Saturday, or does it have to be Friday? Wait, Friday's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then I cannot do that by tomorrow. Can it be Saturday?
I guess I could have my report by Saturday.
I have one done. Now, wait, this is the report of this meeting, right?
No. This is the report.
Oh, we're talking about the report, the minority and majority report.
From last meeting.
Oh, from the last meeting.
Yeah.
Does somebody else want to get on the stack here?
Sorry.
Okay, what we're talking about right now is the delivery of a majority and minority report to the PNB. And apparently Bob has been working on the majority report, and Deb has been working on a minority report.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, Deb?
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. And Deb, you suggested something about having it in writing to for packets for the PNB. Okay. Does anybody else want to just comment on this? Mary?
Well, you guys are the ones that have to do the work. I think it's a wonderful idea, but could you have it done by tomorrow or Saturday at the latest?
When and where is the next PNB meeting, and why do we have to have it by Saturday?
Monday.
Monday
on the phone.
They're meeting Monday at 8.
Oh, they're meeting Monday on the phone. Okay.
Right.
Well, I could certainly get it out by email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by email. What else?
Okay.
I mean, I can't mail packets and catch you by Monday.
No.
Email's fine.
Hey, this is Jane. I want to speak on this majority report. Bob was kind enough to send me a draft of this, and I don't know if other people who voted, I don't know if everybody has received this. Bob, could you clarify that for me?
Yeah, I've sent it to everyone who voted, in this case, it's who voted against the motion or the amendments.
Okay, so everybody who voted against that has received this? Okay. Because I don't feel that this, really helped clarify things for the PNB. Unfortunately, even though I voted against the motion, I cannot put my name to this because I feel that it just, it really clouds the issues. I found that the very first paragraph, is mostly, to the point and helpful, and beyond that, I feel that I don't think this is helpful, and I don't know if we can if anybody else has thoughts on this draft that Bob has prepared for us on the majority.
Who's left here that was there? I wasn't at that meeting.
Is anybody else on who was at the...
So I didn't get to see it.
I was at the meeting, but I voted for the motion.
Yeah, me too.
Is anybody else on?
I was at the meeting.
This is Lydia?
Grace.
Oh, Grace, sorry.
Okay.
That was last week's meeting, am I correct?
Yes.
I believe I voted. Which motion was that? I'm losing my place.
This was the motion to propose to rescind the suspension.
Oh, okay. I believe I voted for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you voted for it, can you give me your name or... Paul, can you give me your email address right now, and I'll send this my thing over to you, and you can circulate it among the list?
I'll tell the entire world my email address.
It's to be hoped that the entire world is listening.
The entire world is listening. We know this.
Oh, we know.
RPM.
RPM.
Glib.com. Mm-hmm. GLIB.com.
It's on your website, Paul.
Oh.
It's been there for 15 years.
Okay.
Yes, I know. And I say it over to you.
And you know you've had a million visitors to your site.
The tons of spam I get, so.
Oh, that's why I didn't have a computer since April 5th.
Okay, so do we need to discuss this item any further, Bob?
Well, no, the only minor last point is about the oral presentation to the PNB. Obviously, Dave is the committee chair, and he'll present the report. I think it would be reasonable since he, again, he abstained on the motion. I'm talking about last week's motion, that we designate someone to give the majority report, and if there's a PNB member, I can't recall, is there a PNB member on this call who voted in favor of the motion last week?
Voted to rescind or voted not to
voted
rescind?
Voted to rescind.
I think I did.
Who is this?
Grace Aaron.
No, I said a PNB member, not an L.
Oh, a PNB. I'm sorry, no.
Can I get on to speak to that, Mary, here? I mean, I would think a person who abstained is neither majority nor minority, so they would be ideal to present both the reports. I mean, why do we need...
Well, no one abstained on the rescission.
Ah.
Yes.
I thought Dave did. No, he didn't. You're right.
Dave Adelson abstained.
Yeah, that's what you did. Said. And he's a PNB member, so.
Okay. So
yes, it's him.
And he's the chair, so.
So I think that I hear a sense that we would like Dave to deliver this for us. Is that correct?
Oh,
okay.
Does Bob have another view? Bob, would you prefer someone else present the report?
I guess that's fine. It's just it's an unusual situation because usually a person presenting any kind of report is also in a position to argue for it. Now,
yeah.
In this case, there's two different positions, and he's taken neither of the two. So I guess we should just leave it in the hands of the PNB to decide how to handle it then. He can read it. I think he should orally read, even though it will have been emailed to the entire board beforehand. We know that, in general, not everyone on the board reads their email. So I think he should, and there's all the webcast listeners tuning in. So I think we should ask him to simply read the full text of both the majority and the minority report. Just read them. And then, you know, it'll be open to the board's debate and whoever wants to speak can speak.
And see if you find two PNB members, 1-for, 1-against,
right,
that are going to be on the call.
Yeah, so I guess that's the simplest thing, is to leave it to the board to, you know, work out the details.
Is there any other matters that we need to discuss?
I have a tiny request, Mary Berg. I felt really, really, really annoyed that I missed that meeting, that I couldn't attend it, and I don't have any agenda for it, although it went... Already, it's gone. I would love if someone could send me the agenda that it was going to be. I don't have any.
For the last meeting?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll send it. I'll put it back. I'll send it to the list.
Oh, that would be nice.
I think it's already.
Well, it probably was, but I just am missing some emails.
Okay, I'll send it to you in a minute.
That'd be great.
Are you talking about our last meeting?
Yeah, the one I couldn't go to because my computer was still gone and I didn't know about it. I didn't have...
I have one more thing I'd like to talk about before we adjourn.
Who's this?
Deb.
Deb.
Go ahead.
The bylaws work group hasn't done anything yet, to my knowledge, and I also volunteered for that. And it's getting late already. Can we convene that, or can we get a new convener if somebody doesn't want to convene it? Or
who was the convener for that? I think that's a good point.
Lydia Brazon?
Lydia?
Lydia,
I don't think Lydia is on right now.
Yeah, Can I make a suggestion in that regard for the next meeting agenda, that we discuss how we're going to conduct our work in the future so that we make a little more headway?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I understand things happen. You know, things happen to me, too, like bad computers. I'm in the throes of it right now. But we can't be holding up the whole work of the committee on two very important items just for these cruddy computers. We've got to find some way to work around them.
Right. So that could be an agenda item for next time, but still we have, you mean for next week?
Yes.
And then, but
I would even like to meet with this other committee before then.
Yeah. Now, how do we do that? Let's see. Arpal, you know who was on it, right?
Who was there?
Mary, Rob, Deb, and Bob.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I saw.
Now that's the code of conduct group. You're now talking
right.
about the bylaws.
No, the bylaws one, but we were on it. I was on that.
There's also one about contracts.
What is the question?
How we can convene the bylaws.
Oh, I think people. I think the convener needs to send out an email and say, "Hey, what do you do it?"
Here, I have.
And then we have to check. I imagine if we're going to do it as a teleconference, we'll have to check to make sure a time we can agree on is open and not in conflict with another committee.
Right, because that's really horrible. There's a lot of them that have been doing that. I have Lydia, me, Deb, Serene, Arpal, and Rob. We're on that. And Lydia was to convene it. So what's the next step here?
Send a note to Lydia. Ask her when she'd like to convene the committee.
What do you think, Deb?
I think it's fine.
Okay, so...
If she doesn't want to do that, that's fine. Somebody else can convene it. I'll convene it, you convene it. Somebody will convene it, but we'll get it off the ground.
Well, let's send the note to her. Who's going to send the note to her?
Everybody.
If somebody gives me your email address, I'll do it.
Okay. I can't.
Well, maybe you don't want to announce it over the.
Okay.
It's not that I don't have.
All of our email addresses, by the way, since we've all sent email, are on the mailing list. So you can just go to a message that that person has sent at some point.
Yeah, but I can't find one from her.
And
can you just post everyone's email to the list as a message? So everyone will have it now.
If people want that, I can. Yeah.
Well, everybody.
And tag me on the end, please.
And I have a point of information.
Who's that?
Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
How close are we to adjourning?
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on the edge of my seat for.
I move that we adjourn.
Everybody covered everything? Okay.
Who just moved to
adjourn? Well, I would like to finish that sentence first. I mean, I would like whoever is doing it to finish the sentence first, and then adjourn.
Sure. Go ahead.
I mean, somebody was going to send a mailing list. Is that confirmed?
Yeah. Arpal, didn't you say you would do that?
I'm sending everyone's email address to the list.
Great.
As a list.
Okay. And you're tagging mine on the end, right? Of the list?
Yeah.
Okay, and is it Deb Shafto?
Yeah.
Shafto. Yeah, I have your address. Let's
okay.
Shafto.
Okay, good.
Extra.
Beautiful.
Okay. Great.
And we don't have anything else? Seems like.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, great.
I think, yeah. Let's agree.
The objection. Is it no objection?
I guess so.
I guess past section. Okay,
we're out of here.
We're out of here.
Okay.
Well, thank
Good
you
night.
Very much.
Thanks.
Good job.
Good night, folks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.